Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
Thank you, Bill. Band. Wow. Powerful song, powerful message. How many of you ever saw the movie? A few of you. It was from a movie written made years ago called Billy Jack. But I'm not here to talk about the movie today. We are going to be doing a summer movie series. So keep your eyes open. It's going to be a lot of fun. But today we're going to talk about what I see as one of the biggest challenges we are facing, not just in our community, not just in our world, not just in our families, certainly not just in politics, but it's pervasive in the human condition and probably always has been. That doesn't mean it always will be. And that is our understanding of our power of power, how we use it, what it really is, and how we can misuse it and what the results of that are. So what is power? Our power of power, spiritually speaking, is the power that we have within us to evolve, to grow. It's the motive force, if you will, that energizes all of our other 11 spiritual powers. We also have another level of power, and that is the power that we experience in our human experience, our human life. It's a lower vibration of power. It all has to do with getting the treasure on the hill or being in control of your world and your environment. On the human level, we don't understand what power is. We often may think it's power over others, power over our circumstances and conditions around us. And when we're in that mindset, what does it create? Drama. Lots and lots and lots of drama. How many of you have noticed there's a lot of drama going on in the world right now? Yes, especially in the realm of politics. I'm not going to talk about politics, but this is what's really happening on a spiritual level underneath everything else. One of the things that's happening. The biggest problem I think we have with our power of power is that we've forgotten how to access it, or we've lost the ability to tune in with it, to realize that we have each and every one of us, regardless of what is happening in their lives, has an infinite amount of spiritual power within them. We practice a religion that all too often, well, we don't, but a lot of people do, all too often has taught that power is only invested in some deity up in the sky. And yet, every teacher said, you have the power. The power of God is not just in you, it is you. Spiritual power is yours, and you have all that you will ever need. And yet sometimes we can't get there. We can't draw upon it. And now, there's a lot of reasons why that can happen. It can be caused because of trauma in our lives, be it physical, emotional, or mental. It can be caused by abuse of drugs and alcohol, mental illness. All kinds of things can block us from accessing our spiritual power, including the messages we have received growing up, which is a form of trauma all too many times. You are not worthy. You are a sinner. I believe it's one of the worst messages ever given to the Western world. Yeah, I heard an amen, yes. We see the effects of this in our world. As I said, we see it in politics, we see it in social media, we see it in our nation, we see it in our communities, we see it in our families, and we see it even in our Unity centers. What happens when we are misusing power, when we are using that low vibration of power, that human idea of power? What happens is we create a miss, and in so doing, we create a mess. So we're going to look at this, how it affects us as individuals, as families, as communities, and as nations. And it's important to understand that we are a family with all of the dynamics that families have. How many of you live in a perfect family? Yeah. You are all honest. Very good. There's a lot of dynamics in families. Everybody's trying to get their needs met, and some families do it better than others. And without a proper understanding of that, without a proper understanding of who we are, what our relationship to the power of power is, we forget. We forget that we're all human beings, every one of us. Is there anybody in here who's not human? Okay, just want to make sure. We're all human beings. We all do some things very well. And guess what? We all fail miserably at some things. Am I right? Anybody ever not fail at anything? Oh, good. All right. I came across a quote as I was preparing for this, and I'd heard it years ago when I was teaching school. How many of you know who Lemony Snicket is? Some of you, yes. Lemony Snicket is a fictional character. I'm going to quote something that was in a book that quoted him. And he said, "People are not only wicked or only noble. They're like chef salad, with good things and bad things chopped up and mixed together in a vinaigrette of confusion and conflict." Amen? Amen. We heard a song about a village in a valley. Every community is a village. And every community is made up of individuals. Individuals who are trying to get their needs met. And the village we find ourselves in may be at times peaceful and prosperous and happy. But it's also a village of human people, people who are trying to access all of their spiritual gifts, including the power of power. So I'm going to tell you a parable about a village. This village was a peaceful, prosperous, happy village. And it was filled with peaceful, prosperous, and happy people. But they were people like you and like me. And there came a day when there was one of the villagers who was having trouble in his life, was trying to feel power but couldn't access it on a spiritual level. Oh, this person was outgoing, good-looking, charming, intelligent, beloved by everybody. But inside, he was hurting. Inside, he felt powerless. What do we do when we feel like that? Well, our first natural inclination is to try to get power. And when we can't access spiritual power, we go out and we try to get it outside of ourselves. How does that show up? Well, that shows up as us trying to have dominion over other people, trying to bend and force things to be the way they think it should be. Sometimes doing things like instigating fights, because they're really looking, like we all do at times, for a sense of control, a sense of power. But when we try to get it from outside of ourselves, we don't do it in healthy ways. Now, this person that I'm talking about, this friend in this village, was not bad. He was not evil. He was like you and me. Because I bet we have all been there at one time or another, haven't we? Is there anybody? I've done it. Anybody else done it that's brave enough to admit it? Some of you, good. Yes. Maybe it was back when we were a child. But at some point, we've all done this as we come into an understanding of power. So he was not evil. He was not bad. He was simply searching for something that he couldn't access in himself. One of the things that happens, though, sometimes when that occurs, is it gets to the point where the village has to respond. because the village is supposed to be a place where people can grow and evolve and safely explore their spirituality. And when it becomes unsafe, then the elders of the village have to step up and reestablish safety. It's always a sad, difficult thing to do. We're seeing it in our country right now. There's so much hurt and so much pain and so much anguish and so much anger that we're not even functioning as a country effectively. And it happens in smaller communities as well. But it's important to realize that at our core, every single human being is the light of God expressing to the best of their ability. Every single human being is simply trying to get their needs met. Well, any time that there has to be an intervention of any kind, what happens? There's gossip. Oh, there's all kinds of stories about what happened and how somebody has been wronged. And yet nobody knows the whole story. That there's always more to it. There's always things that are not seen and heard, and sometimes we don't need to see or hear them. All we have to do is recognize that, yes, we have to step up and take authority and take responsibility to keep the place safe, keep the nation safe, keep the community safe. And we also have to step up and at the same time recognize that there is still good in everybody concerned. We have to realize that until someone is able to see that they have this challenge and say, God, I need help, they can never heal. But once they do, healing is possible. So how do we then engage in that? Well, we can engage in the gossip. We can engage in the social media on the national scale and talk about how bad the other is. Or we can hold the high watch. Or we can hold the vision of a reawakening, of a healing. Because we know no one person's version of anything in life is the whole story. We're all humans doing the best we can. So what do we do with power? How then do we access true spiritual power? Because we can't expect anybody else to do it until we can do it. Amen? Amen. It is only when we can get to that place where we understand the difference between worldly low vibration power and the spiritual power of power, the higher vibration, that we can be whole. So the first thing we have to do is recognize that there are different places on the spectrum of power. It's not that there's a bad kind of power and a good kind of power. It's a spectrum. It's a vibration. It's a frequency. It's all one. But what we want to do, what we want to empower everybody to do, what we hope people are able to do, is get to that higher vibration of power. That higher vibration of being their true selves. You know, Charles Fillmore once said, unity is not for everybody. There's a certain level of spiritual and emotional maturity that is required to do the work. And for those of you who are here the first time in unity, we're not always this serious. But there's a lot of serious stuff going on in the world right now and in our lives. But in unity, we are about not just hearing about a God that's up there somewhere or a Savior that lived 2,000 years ago. We are about putting these principles into action in our own lives. We are about learning how to navigate and move through this world in a way that makes our lives successful and the lives of everyone around us successful. Now, we cannot guarantee that. We can only work towards that. So it's understood then that we can be whole when we recognize where our power lies. Our power lies not in controlling the world around us, not in inflicting our will on other people, not in trying to get power from other people, but tuning in to that spiritual power that is inherent in every one of us. And one way we do that first is recognize what power is. And there's a subtle but important difference here. I don't know if you heard it a few seconds ago when I said it. The low vibration of power is trying to bend the world and other people to our will. The high vibration of power is letting go on what happens around us and mastering our response. As we say in our song at the end of service, let there be peace on earth and let it begin where? In me. It has to start within us. Charles Fillmore said, our power center is in the throat. It's our words. And interestingly enough, if you think about it, it is midway between the seat of intellect and the seat of love, the mind and the heart. When they come together, then we have true power. But when we're only coming from the mind, it's not. And when we're only coming from the heart, believe it or not, it's not. There has to be both energies at work. And both energies allow us to say, this situation may not be what I want, but it's not the truth of who I am. It doesn't affect me personally. You all know that you've all read the Four Agreements, at least most of you have. Don't take anything personally. That's what it's truly about. Because the world will go on. Outer things are not going to change overnight. Have you noticed that? No? I'm here to tell you, they are not going to change overnight. So the way we do this is begin to change our words. What we say to one another, how we say it. You know, virtually every religious and spiritual tradition acknowledges the creative power of sound and words. In the Hindu creation story, Brahma, the creator, reveals himself as a golden embryo of sound, a vowel, resonating outward from its center, resonating off the walls of the embryo, echoing back upon itself, becoming wind and water. In the Toltec tradition, great emphasis is placed on being impeccable with your words. And of course, in Christianity and Judaism and Islam, we have the creation allegory where God says, words have power. Power to create, power to destroy. But it's the creative power of words that's most important. In Sanskrit, this power is called Matrika Shakti, which is the inherent creative energy in the sound of the letters that make up words. Every letter in Sanskrit, which is considered the mother tongue of almost every language on earth, every letter has energy and power and vibration. So at the level of consciousness, dominion and mastery over our own experience means that we have assumed personal responsibility to exercise executive management over the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and attitudes and words that we use to define it. When we engage this, when we use our words to communicate the thoughts and feelings that are present in our consciousness, we create or we destroy. If we have a consciousness of conflict, we use words of fear to criticize, condemn, and divide. Words that cut people down rather than lift them up. If we have a consciousness of peace, we employ words that affirm our fundamental unity. Thus, it truly boils down to our accepting responsibility for our words and our actions. And in that way, we begin to engage our true spiritual power. It is only when we can do that that true healing can happen. Accepting that some just aren't there yet is also part of the equation. The bottom line in all of this is that, yes, we do want to co-create a world that works for all. But that doesn't mean we let people who are not in that place yet continue to cause chaos for the entire community, the entire nation, the entire world. Our principal mission is to create the world where everybody can grow, where everybody can be healed when they are ready, when they reach that place. And when someone threatens that safety, we still love them. We still hold the high watch for them. We still affirm the good that is in them because it is there. It's always there. But we do not empower them to create an unsafe place. We always hold the space for awakening and remembrance because we know. We know beyond all doubt that everyone has good in them. Everyone has love in them, even when they themselves have forgotten that. Like Lemony Snicket said, people are not only wicked or only noble. They are like chef salads with good things and bad things chopped up and mixed together in a vinaigrette of confusion and conflict. And yet, there is some deliciousness in all of that. The deliciousness is that we are in this human experience. We are here to grow and evolve. We are here to learn. We are here to empower one another in positive ways, to not buy into the drama. Oh my gosh, how many of you felt drama this week? Yeah. Do we have to buy into it? It's out there. What's in here? I don't care what happens out there. I mean, on one level, I do. But on a spiritual level, I don't, because I know the truth that's in here, that we are all one with God. We are all God expressing to the best of our ability. We are all one in our perfection. We are all one in our flaws. We are all one in our unity. And the possibility for light is always there. So now I invite you to turn within. Take a breath and close your eyes. And as we breathe into this now moment, imagine yourself being in the world, but not of the world. Being that bystander that can look at the drama and not be of it. To be that one who says when somebody comes to us, gosh, that must have been terrible to go through. Rather than, oh, let me take this on with you. Let me take on this energy. To be the one that says, I see the light in you. I see the peace. I see the healing. To be the one who says, I release all anger. I release all resentment. I release all judgment. Imagine the freedom that comes with that. Moving into our heart center, we feel our oneness. Our oneness with each other, our oneness with God. And in this place, God, I feel only peace. I can look with eyes at the world around me, at the chaos, at the confusion, at the successes and at the failures. Without having to label one good and one bad. I look at all of the ways that myself and those around me show up in life. And I can chuckle and say, wow, we're all doing the best we can. I can look around me and look past appearances, God, and see the world and everybody in it as you see them. Lights, flames of love, lanterns of peace. I can look past appearances and recognize this truth. I can be accepting and realize that we are all at different places in that journey. Some know it, some feel it, some struggle. And the highest form of assistance that I can give is to model the truth. In this place of oneness, God, I feel that divine connection. That divine connection that allows me to see my fellow travelers with compassion. For regardless of where they are on their journey, I have been there too. And I know, God, with all my heart, mind, soul, and body, that we will all arrive, that we will all make it through. For the only one power that underlies all is love. Where there is a need to forgive, I forgive. Where there is a need to accept forgiveness, I accept. I release judgment. I release the need to take sides. I release the need to be right or wrong. And I release the need to label others right or wrong. As I rest in silent meditation, I envision a world where we all embrace, we all lift one another up, we all empower one another to find their light. I imagine a world of peace. I imagine a world where everyone finds their true spiritual power, where everyone is healed of the need to have that human level of power. Where everyone can walk in their own light and allow those around them to walk in their light. Where everyone can walk in their truth and allow those around them to walk their truth. For it is only then that we will know peace. As I affirm this for myself, I affirm that I am free and unlimited. There are no chains that bind me. And I affirm that for all my brothers and sisters here and around the world. And in this freedom, we return now to our individuated minds and selves, holding to that energy of peace, of freedom. And we open our eyes and behold a new world.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.